Welcome to our crossover podcast. I am your host, Inuka Joe from Grow Girl Podcast, where we empower women one conversation at a time.
And I'm your host, Woods So Honest from We Are Not the Same Podcast. Tune in to us every Friday for great topics, short story, amazing advice, world-class interview, and more.
And please subscribe to our YouTube channels and all podcast platforms.
Yes. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter. Now they have Thread. And what else?
TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything.
We'll be there.
That's going to be awesome. Guess what, guys?
Today is
our launch day.
Yay!
Today we are celebrating our launch day. Like, it's been a long time coming for both of us.
Yes.
This is not your first podcast. And this is not my first podcast, so welcome back.
Yes. So how do you feel about this?
Oh, my gosh. It's been a long time coming. It was a little up and down. Should I do it? Should I not do it? Am I ready to be on the set again? But I'm here, October 16, 2024.
That's awesome.
4 years later.
Yeah, you had a really, 4 years?
4 years later.
Oh, my gosh. My podcast, I think, was like 2 years ago. It was the Inuka Joe Show.
Yes.
But now it's like I'm growing. I'm a different woman. So it's Grow Girl Podcast.
Welcome.
Yeah, so that's awesome. So, like, what does celebration mean to you?
I learned a couple of years ago, we have to celebrate the big, the small. You know, just wait. Oh, I'm going to celebrate when I'm 40. I'm going to celebrate when I'm 60.
Yeah.
I'm like, the small things that celebrate. I'm not a big person with surprises, but celebrating surprises are amazing, too. So today is like a surprise for all of us and some of the people.
Yeah. We definitely have to, like, celebrate, like, small wins, not just big wins. I believe, like, in your life, when you're doing things and you're celebrating, it's going to help you to attract more, you know, exciting things to celebrate about. So I celebrate everything. Birthdays.
Losing weight.
Like, hair. Everything is a celebration. And, like, I'm just so happy for us because
I'm happy for you.
Listen.
You grow.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know I knew Nuka since she was, like, a little girl. And we came together on an amazing event that we did together. And today we're here, and she's so talented.
Oh, thank you.
And I'll call her, and I'll be like, Inuka, this digital thing is not for me. I know I'm only in my 30s, but I don't get all this digital thing. So she's like, what is it that you need? And then she makes it happen for me.
Thank you. That's awesome. You're welcome. So I want to talk about, like, Grow Girl, like, where the name came from. I want you to talk about where your podcast name came from. So, like, with me, I remember this was about like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
I was in church and it was praise and worship. And literally it just, boop, just like that, popped in my head. Grow Girl. I was going through something. So I think that was just like an encouragement. And I kept the name and I said, okay, Grow Girl, what is this going to be? Is this going to be a community? Is this going to be a podcast? And I literally just had the Instagram, but I wasn't doing much. But, like, when ideas come to me, I'll, like, you know, have it in the back burner. And then I'm like, you know what? This is going to be a podcast to empower women. So that's where the name Grow Girl comes from. What about you?
I love it. Oh, man. I mean, We Are Not the Same speaks for itself.
Yeah.
We Are Not the Same originated from having conversation with people, and people always compare me to their situation.
Oh, yeah.
And I just remember, at the end of every conversation, I always tell people, but we're not the same. Like,
that's
on the house 10 years ago, or I did this, or you did that. We're not the same. Like, my grace and your grace is not the same. So,
that's
We Are Not the Same came about.
That's deep. My grace and your grace is not the same.
But it's true, because everyone, the billions of people in this world, you think we all have the same life?
No, we're going to do things differently, different milestones. Even with babies, you know how babies have milestones?
Yes.
And we're always comparing them on the chart. And if your baby doesn't reach this milestone and you think something's wrong with your baby, it's the same thing for adults. Like, nothing's wrong if 30, if you're still not married.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? Or if you didn't buy your house yet, it's like, that's not your milestone. We're not the same. So I get you.
And now that you say that, you know, my sister and I, my older sister, her name is Woodline. And my name is Whitney. So I grew up just like
comparing
my mom. Like, we are not the same.
Yeah.
I don't even know why y'all named me after her, you know? But it's not. She knows this, y'all. But so We Are Not the Same just always been with me. Like, no, I'm different. And I know I'm different. Even when I try to fit in, I'll probably fit in for a couple of days. And I'm like, nope, can't do that.
Yeah.
So I always been like that person. So We Are Not the Same, y'all. Y'all gonna see us.
Super excited. Yeah, so we're going to be like posting every Friday. Well, every Friday
posting, so stay tuned. As of right now, we are a crossover podcast.
Yeah.
Crossover me right now. We're just putting the battery on each other back. You know, once Inuka.
Holding each other accountable.
Yes.
Yes.
And we'll, you'll see us. And the goal is amazing to travel, to do tour.
Yeah, to do a podcast tour, to interview amazing women and men.
And men. Oh, yeah, yeah. I am here for the guys. Sorry.
Yeah, she is.
So we'll be, we'll go back and forth about the guys. And we'll have some men on here, too, to give us, you know, their opinions.
Mm-hmm. Their opinion. Okay, perfect. Let's get into our segment. What's our segment?
Our segment for today is called Celebration.
Our entertainment segment?
Yes. It's called Asking. Interviewing our celebration.
Our celebration. Girl, we definitely got to do that. We definitely got to do that.
So our next...
Did you hear that?
Yes, I'm trying to get to the next segment.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, Manuela.
What's going on?
What are you doing here?
How are you?
Good. Did you hear about a celebration?
I heard about a celebration.
Thank
and I was like,
coming.
I need to talk through.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for being here.
I'm excited to be here.
Yes, you look fabulous.
Like always.
Thank you. So do you. Okay.
That's awesome.
God given spring, we're in color.
Thank you. You know, summer.
That's great. That's great. So you're here. You're a woman. You're a Woodfire woman. So tell me, like, I heard you was an artist. What exactly do you do?
Yes, I am a makeup artist.
So how did we do? Inuka and I actually did our face ourselves.
You guys did really
please
good.
Let us know how we did. We did not.
Is popping.
Thank you. We did not
I
have
love
time.
And you're glowing. Absolutely.
Yeah,
so it makes sense why Emmanuel didn't answer her phone when he was trying to book that makeup. Because she knew she was going
to
be here.
Yeah, I had to get together, I'm ringing you, okay? Yes, absolutely.
My issue with lip, like, I don't really know how to do, like, the whole lip thing.
No.
Or whatnot. I need to take a class.
We are definitely offering classes, but... With lips, we can start off with a quick lip combo, honey. All you need is chestnut.
Yes.
Go-to lip.
Okay, so that's the secret.
Get you a nude lip. A nude is different for everyone.
That's
so
true.
You'll find your shade of nude. They should find a shade of nude. Everyone needs a everyday brown lip nude combo.
Yeah. How long have you been a makeup artist?
I've been a makeup artist for all my life.
Wow.
I love makeup. Makeup is my life.
That's so when you were 2 years old, you was doing makeup?
I know that's
true.
Oh,
so that started in eighth grade.
Okay.
Yeah. So my aunt did my makeup for eighth grade prom. You know, having this forward to prom.
Yes.
And she put on me my first MAC eyeshadow. It was this yellow eyeshadow. And I just fell in love with it since I've always wanted to make myself feel good and look good. And I fell in love with making people feel good and look good.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's the competition out there? Because we're... You know, we just started our podcast. Thank you for coming again. And when we first started, everyone was like, oh, that industry is saturated. I'm like, no, we're from the South. We're like the real city girls. So
please
how was that?
Yes. I feel like it's a place for everyone in this place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And no one is you. I'm unique. You're unique. So your clients are going to always come to you for you.
Yes.
And my clients are going to always come to me for me. So I don't see a competition.
Yay.
No, I totally agree. I think you agree. That's so awesome. So you're an entrepreneur. That's everything you do is makeup.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
That is my life right now, currently. I'm actually working on some other things.
Okay,
but
and that is serious.
I won't say it right now.
Okay,
we'll just cut it out.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to hear the tea.
But once again, yes. So once again, being a makeup artist, I have gotten my face done a couple of times. I'm going to be honest. That MAC. Magnesium that they have to use.
Honey,
what do you think about that? You think that's something they need to throw out?
Well, makeup, I don't never want to say there is a certain way you should do things.
Okay.
Isn't a certain way because
okay,
everyone, you know, started off doing makeup, how they started off doing makeup. They learned their secrets with who they trust. Me personally, I don't like to put medicine.
that's
not my vibe, yeah.
No.
There's other makeup products that's made for that and that will work for that. Because essentially they're using it to help control oil and there's primers out there. One size has this amazing primer that helps control the oil. I think it's called Control the Sweat.
Okay.
Something like that. But it's amazing. Yeah. So we don't have to put medicine on our face. It's not that serious.
Okay. Thank you. Because I was not a big fan when it first came out.
Oh my God.
So magnesium is medicine for what?
And your food is like
your stomach.
That is stomach. Yeah. Like your stomach. Like if you got the run. I'm assuming. Yeah.
That's all.
What?
Yeah.
So this is our launch day. We thank you for coming.
Excited. Congratulations. Thank you so much. Oh my God. So tell me more about Girl Girl.
Okay. Yeah. So Girl Girl is a podcast to empower women. Women like you.
I said Girl Girl.
Yes.
Girl Girl.
My apologies.
To empower women, women like you. You know, your environment, what you do with makeup and making women feel beautiful and, you know, looking beautiful. And I could tell just by the way you dress that you're a stylish girl.
Yeah.
You're definitely a stylish girl. We do have another segment, right?
Yeah.
We were trying to get into the segment.
We're trying to get into the segment where you pick a question out the jar.
So you can go ahead and jar. Shake it up. And pick a question.
Shake.
You can answer, you know, ask us a question.
Yes, I would love to know.
Yeah,
let's see. Maybe we will ask you a question this time.
Let's go.
We already got my girl to give you some information. I want some scoop.
Listen.
Yes. So, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, man.
5 years.
5 years.
In 5 years.
That'll be what, 2021?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Really? You're good at math.
Honestly, I actually don't answer that question anymore because I used to write those short-term, long-term, 5 years, 10-year goals, and God would come and switch it all up.
Girl.
So honestly, right now, I don't know. I know today we're launching this podcast.
Absolutely.
And my vision is to see me in 5 years on the tour, okay, making sure, you know, Inuka get married and have a baby and we're still on the tour. But just to see the podcast grow and all the other things that I've been working on that's been aligned with God this time. Absolutely. To grow. So that's where I see myself in 5 years.
I like that. I love how you said that God will come in and swoop in, yes, honey, okay? Because guess what? It's not our way. It's his way.
Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Right. I love that.
Thank you.
Yes, okay. Let me ask you a unique question. I'm sorry. My girl question. Alrighty.
She's the interviewer now.
Right?
Your guys in the house.
Yes, we are.
All right. Would you cheat on your partner for revenge?
Absolutely not. Who put that question in there? Who put the question in there? Was that the question or did you make that up? Did you make that up?
No, I think it was set up in the Let's go ahead and switch that one up.
No, that was fine. What was the answer?
I mean,
I said absolutely not.
Oh, if you're married, though.
Oh, if I was married?
No. If you're married. Even if you're dating?
Even if I'm dating.
So what do you think about that question?
I don't know. You know, the word partner goes so far nowadays. So I was like, I'm just trying to figure it out. I definitely would not cheat on my partner. Me, personally. I believe in being loyal to one person.
Yes.
You know, I don't believe in jumping around. There's no purpose in that.
Got it.
I agree. What about you? Are you cracking up laughing?
I thought it was a funny.
It was a funny question.
Remember, the questions came from me asking on a poll. So this is actually from the Instagram question that we put up.
Yeah.
But the question.
It just jumped right into it for me. That's
it just jumped right into it because it shocked you.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
It made you double think, should you? Could right. you?
Are we at?
No, I don't believe in cheating for revenge. I don't think you get really nothing out of it. But I'm pretty sure it's been done before.
Wait, somebody else at the door.
Somebody else at
what's going on? Did you invite me?
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Launch day.
Yes.
Launch day.
Oh my gosh,
it's a girl.
Yes.
How are you?
Yes.
Nice to see you.
Did you smooch it?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Sorry, I had to interrupt. You guys did not invite me.
Really? Thank you for coming. Who did you speak to?
Don't worry about that. We got our own group chat.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. I want to see for the world. How are you guys feeling today?
It's doing great. We're excited. It's launch day. Finally, it's here.
I'm excited.
I'm nervous.
I can't wait because you guys fit the descriptions of always being on our show as guests. The way y'all popping up,
We just said we wanted to come through.
So lovely, you came in while we were doing a segment of the questions.
Okay,
so introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm lovely. I was so shocked to see
what
her.
Do you do? I do hair. I'm a hairstylist. Oh, yes. Owner.
Hairstylist. So yes. Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
I love it.
Yes. Studio Fix Hair and Spa.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So if you guys ever need anything or know anyone, I'm here for you.
For us. For us. We're going to need makeup in here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We're definitely locking you guys in.
Okay. I love
it. It's time to go out, meet the face beat.
Absolutely.
Yes. But Trina's like the podcaster, not like the family members we are to you guys.
You guys are celebrities.
Let's start with that.
So I don't want to be too famous, just a little. I don't want to get too in my head, right?
So how long have you been doing hair?
Over 10 years now.
I love it.
So when did you start?
I started around 2008, 2009.
And so, like, why? Is there something that you're just good at? And you're like, let me do the hair.
So with the hair, it always was like a hot. We always did each other's hair, braided hair.
Yeah.
But I started as an assistant. Was an assistant for about 8, 9 years. And I didn't realize I had a gift till later.
About it.
I knew I would have did hair straight out of high school.
We were so into it.
So then when I realized my gift, that's when I took it more serious. Yeah. You know, had to get the courage, have faith, went out on my own. Wow. And it's been up ever since.
That's really good.
Thank you.
So you're an entrepreneur. Like,
yes.
Wow. Do you also do lace classes?
I offer lace classes, everything, each, yes, as well. I also take classes, so I'm also a student.
Yeah,
that's right. You know, I'm never good enough to learn something new.
I love it.
So,
yeah, that's really good. What advice would you give to someone coming out of high school who wants to be an entrepreneur, do hair, get into, you know, that industry? What advice would you give them?
If you know you're passionate about it, if you know you really want to do it, then go straight.
Get straight and
don't hesitate. Don't take that break. Don't be like, I need that summer to wind down. Go straight into it. Money starts right away.
Right away.
Yeah. Right away.
Wow. So that's what you would have did differently.
Yeah.
How's your schedule at the hair side? Because I know being in that field, you know, your weekends are being taken away and
you know a lot. Okay. It's for myself, every hair style is different because you have to build boundaries, you know, go ahead and have a schedule, you have kids. But honestly, it's 24 hours for me, 7 days.
Because you're self-employed. I don't know if you ever read the book, Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, but he talked about being self-employed and then moving into like an investor, like just growing, you know. So to a point, with you now in your business, there's going to be a point where you don't want to be working that hard all the time.
Of course.
That's you're going to have to transition
from
an investor or duplicating yourself so that you can have that free time, sure, you know.
I think that's right now with life is life being, it's no free time.
I mean, no free time.
No client for me.
Keep it going.
I'm thankful when it's here, and when it's not here, then we look at sick. No clients, no money. So,
I mean, we need the money. Now,
yeah, we're working. We're working until we can't work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Emmanuel, you had a question?
Yes, I actually wanted to add, because you asked her, like, what question would, what other advice would she give to someone, like, out of high school? I would say just believe in yourself. That's really what it is. Because I feel like when we're fresh out of high school, like we're never like, not never. Some of us are not confident. And, you know, like sometimes I know for me, I just thought like makeup wasn't a real career, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah. So,
you're speaking from the Haitian culture.
Yes.
Cosmetology, that's all the industry of makeup. Mm-hmm. And they tell you it's not a real thing.
Absolutely.
Go get a career. Go get a job and all that. So that's where that.
Yeah. But I know we're in 2024, so I know that people see what's going on.
Yeah. It's a million-dollar industry right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Beauty. So, speech.
Yes. Okay.
Billion dollars. And now they say whatever trade you have, whether it's a mechanic, whether
just
whatever,
put it out
get
there.
Into it. Yeah. Like, go straight
up there.
If you know that's what you want
to
do.
If you want to be a lawyer,
you got to go to school.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know?
So we want you to grab a question.
Yes.
I want to cover it up because I want a good question.
Start first they started off.
It was glitching.
It was glitching.
That's how y'all want to start.
It was glitching.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hope we get something.
Let's get a question.
Where are you?
Yes. Anything? So who I'm going to ask first. Both of you guys are going to answer the same question. I'm going to choose the question.
Okay.
Bye.
Good boy.
That's what you do?
Girl, they get it. Okay, so they get it.
Okay, so do you believe in dating your ex or hooking up with your ex?
Yeah, I've been there. I have returned. I have, right? That's what we could, like, going back with your ex. I what it's called, spin the block.
You've done it before, but do you believe in doing it now in 2024?
No. I'm not spinning the block. Yeah.
That was back in the day.
Okay, yeah. But I have. I have double back.
We don't get double back. We don't. She got to spin the block.
Come right back.
Go back.
Yeah. True. I got to, it's okay. I got Inuka on the sleigh, on the Miami sleigh. It's called spin the block. Inuka, you never spin the block?
No.
What is that?
You answered that too quickly.
I don't know. I remember. I've spoke the blog.
You spoke the blog.
You're leaving it.
You are leaving it out in my big age. Yeah. I feel like, you got to be honest, it all depends. Why did you leave?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah. Lovely. For me, that's it all depends. Why did you leave? You know?
Are you asking her why right now, T?
No.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I'm thinking about what I'm doing right now today.
Yeah, it all depends. Why did you go? Why did you decide to end this? Or, you know. Yeah, so I believe in spinning the block sometimes. But sometimes you just let me.
Yeah. Third time.
It might be a charm.
Hey. Third time may not be a charm. Because that's spinning the block too many times, buddy.
I mean,
you're a little too nice. Sometimes we gotta hang it up.
You might need to go to get it done the right way, and this is the only way, and we'll got time to play.
Did you just rhyme?
Oh, sure.
She's a real artist.
You got one more.
Okay.
I want to ask another one. I need to do it.
We're celebrating.
My last question.
It's more celebration to be celebrating.
Okay, I want to pick that.
Oh, Chief, fold it up so we can start.
Pick a word up in the room.
And I need to sound just that.
Oh. She likes the fun.
Okay, this. What is it? It's calm. I think you're okay. I like the calm one. Let's go. Have you ever knowingly or unknowingly broke someone's heart?
Oh.
Yeah. Knowingly.
When you're the one that leaves, you know that your heart is being broken. But you gotta go. So you don't have to spin the block. You get what I'm saying? You gotta go.
You're the one that got away.
Yeah, got away.
Absolutely.
And their heart was broken. Yes.
Have you gotten your heart broken before?
Yes. Mm. I've got my heart broken.
Awesome.
I definitely have.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Have you ever knowingly or unknowingly broke someone's heart?
Yes, well, now I have knowingly and unknowingly, but I have known. Someone inboxed me and told me.
And told you that?
Yeah, that I broke his heart.
Did you apologize?
No, because, no, I did not.
Oh, wow.
We are not the same. I did not apologize. But I did go back to think why he would think I broke his heart. But he was really nice to me in high school, y'all. Really nice. But yeah, I have knowingly. Wait,
who is
forgetting?
What is going on?
It's Elwood. Oh my God. Yes. I'll take that. This is pretty.
I love it.
Hi, guys.
We have four guests.
I was there.
Good time. Come on.
Put the
guns in. Thank you.
Yes.
I know. And girl.
Congratulations.
Let me
get it lighter. I want
it like
the
pen. Come on, girl. Come on.
Oh my God.
We also have birthdays in the building.
Oh,
we are celebrating.
Yes.
Celebrating, y'all.
Welcome.
Watch yourself.
I know everybody like,
how are you?
Come on in. Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Woo!
Because you know we're still fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we're gonna
Yeah, okay, so due to hazard, we're gonna blow.
Yeah,
and make a wish. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we can. One, two, three. You ready?
Yeah.
Right. Yes. 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 Congratulations.
We're so proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Literally, you guys.
Give us some encouragement. Like,
yes. You're doing amazing. Like, first of all, let's start off with the fact that Yamika, like, this is really happening. Like,
yes. Yeah.
You're really putting this up. And I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. See the vision, work towards a goal.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Miss Francois, all the way from both of you.
Thank you.
Wow, amazing names. You guys just step out and do what you need to do.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Good job. Excellent. Awesome. You guys are pro sitting there and just like
Having a conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. One conversation at a time.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Miss Francois.
I would say to both of you guys, stay motivated, keep pushing, no distraction. You guys got this. Stay in prayer.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I'm so proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Celebrating
launch day, Cindy's birthday, and our producer birthday.
Oh, by the way.
Happy birthday.
She's in shock, y'all. She's really shocked right now.
I would say that. Of course, God first. God first. And know why you started. Because there are times where, with this journey, like it feels like you're doing it alone. And when you are not doing it alone because you're doing God's work.
Yes.
So keep Him before you and just keep going, even when it feels like you're doing it alone. Even I don't care if you have one view, you know why you're doing it.
So yes.
No, stick to the plan.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Sure, man.
We're here for you,
Lax.
Got your dad.
Yeah.
Yes.
No matter what.
Yes, hair and makeup and hair.
And all the production. You guys will definitely be invited again to do interviews with us because everyone here is an entrepreneur. They have amazing things going for themselves. So
maybe some demos.
Yes, that too. That'll be
amazing.
Fun. All right, Manuel, I'll see you.
So y'all little one too.
Yeah. So before we end the day, in the night, I'll say, too, because there's a celebration tonight in Miami. By the way, we based in South Florida in Miami, 305.
Yes.
We do have some questions, so we'll pass Miss Francois, Cindy, and Charlene.
The icebreaker jar.
The glitchy jar.
Some found questions early.
See a question, ask a question.
Do you have a tattoo you regret?
You must put that back. I don't regret any tattoos because I don't have any.
Huh?
You really don't?
I don't have no tattoos. You know why? Because I believe that tattoos are for the moment. Like, you know, in the moment,
absolutely,
how you feel. And then you grow and you're like, I don't like this anymore. So that's why I never got it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have tattoos. And when I started getting tattoos, I always made it make sense. So even when I get tattoos, so every time I look at it, like my butterfly on my hand was after graduating the cosmetology school, by the way. I was like, I fly above. So when I look at it, it reminded me to fly above. So I have a tattoo, but do I have one I regret? Yes, I do.
Which one?
Yes, girl. You can't see it. Is it a trap stamp? No. I was too scared to get that one in my bag. It's actually on my thigh. It's covered now, but it's a tattoo that, oh my God, the tattoo is so bad that I got it when I was a little slimmer. And as I got a little thicker, it grew. Oh, and the tattoo was two Scorpios. And one day I was getting dressed in a bathing suit, and my niece said, what is those crafts? And I just remember looking at that tattoo and saying,
you gotta go.
Thinking about this tattoo.
You gotta go.
Yeah, I regret that tattoo. Mm-hmm. And that was a moment. That was actually a moment tattoo.
Yeah.
That's when I knew, okay, stop, drop. Any tattoo I ever get again, it will make sense.
Yes.
So, So. Ladies.
I definitely regret some tattoos. Well, I only have one, so I regret a tattoo. It's the tattoo of the year I was born, and I just feel like it just doesn't make sense. I got it with a friend, so it was instant gratification. It was cute. It's fun. But now that I have it, it's like, are you going to tattoo your social nets?
Right. Oh, my God. I didn't think about that. So you don't like that year tattoo when people put their year?
Like, it's cute. No, it's Trinity. Rihanna has one. It's like, you know.
Are you going to forget your year?
Like, why do I have it there? And why do I got to let everyone know what year I was born? Like, girl, keep it cute.
Exactly.
You are a lady. You must have
been young.
I agree with you. You must have done it when you were really young.
No, I actually got it done like probably like 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
You have a tattoo. First tattoo.
I have mine, and mine was like when I was 19. So I regret it, yeah.
You regret that tattoo too?
Yes.
Why?
Because now I don't want nobody knowing my age. So when they look at the they're like calculating. And I'm like,
hey, ain't no way.
Yes. No way. They're calculating. That's
all we done put it all out.
Yeah.
Wow. We done marked ourselves.
You never got one. You never got one for a while?
You ever thought about getting one?
No.
Okay. My husband wanted me to get one. And I'm like, no.
Of his name?
Oh.
I He is spicy.
Spicy.
He's spicy.
He's spicy. I'm like, no.
He wanted his kidney line.
Oh, that's
I'm like, uh-uh. He's fun.
I have two. I have my first name. Well, I don't have it anymore. I got it removed. And I have one on my back that I got. Because I was at the flea market and I saw my ex. We had just broken up. And I was so upset, and I was like so
like why are you here?
Consumed with him at the moment. I was like, let me go get a tattoo.
A moment tattoo, so
a big moment, giant tattoo on my back. It's the Lady of Justice.
Okay,
slut her out.
Oh, silhouette like all sexy.
When I said, no, I slut her out. Like it's the Lady of Justice, Justice side. I'm a Libra.
God.
Wow. So her breast is showing.
Like, oh, you got her going.
It was payback? A payback tattoo?
I don't know what I was. I slut her out. Like, I don't know what I mean.
Like,
yeah,
I
was, that's
you
the
know
question.
What? Y'all would be
honest.
What did it mean?
It kind of represents me in some
way. Okay.
Because I have, I'm a Libra.
Yeah.
And I also have a bachelor of law.
Okay.
I'm in the legal field, even political field. And at one point,
is she gonna get?
Well, we'll cut it out. I was a dancer.
Okay,
so
okay.
So slut out was that.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it.
It's a great artist though. Like when you speak about the tattoo, the artist of it, like how they probably drew
it. Put it together.
It's how you told the artist to draw it.
Yeah,
and then he made it come alive. Well, he or she.
Yeah,
And you regret that?
I do because. On my spiritual journey. When you know better, you do better.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're putting on you. I believe and you attract me. You attract me.
Yes.
I opened the door that I didn't know that was opening at the time.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good that you have that awareness now. Yeah.
Thank God better than you.
Yes.
Thank
God.
Amen. Love you. Do you have a tattoo you regret?
Oh,
but you don't regret none.
Oh,
okay, Miss Tatiana. Listen.
Yes.
Tasha got a tattoo, y'all, right? And for some reason, every time Tasha get a fresh tattoo, she come to my house. I don't know if she's coming to ask God for forgiveness.
I am.
And I said, oh my God, Tasha, your tattoo's so pretty. She like, you like it? I was like, yeah. When Tasha explained the tattoo to me, I said, Tasha said, so she has parrots. On her arm. Do you remember the story you told me when we were in her?
Yeah.
Do you remember? What did you say about
so
the parents?
I have two parents with my mom and dad's name, and it's because they talk a lot.
Oh, my God.
So, it reminds me of my parents.
Iconic.
The parents talk a lot.
Yeah. So, I would always say, when you see a tattoo, who thought of it? Is it the artist's fault or the person that want the tattoo?
Wow. Our fault. The artists do be, they do sometimes warn us.
Oh, they do.
So what inspired you to go do it? Like, to actually follow through.
Wow.
You are so fun. I just know it. I just know it.
It is fun.
They talk a lot. And then it was like, I love them. You know, back then, tattoos were
a no.
So I needed them to be like, yes. So with them seeing a tattoo that was a no, but mom, it's your name.
Yeah.
It's your name. Like, how could you hate it? It's your name.
Right.
And it's a parrot. Like,
absolutely.
Beautiful colors, vibrant.
It was beautiful. He did a
amazing
job. But when she told me the back end, I was like, oh, no.
The back story is insane.
I got a lot of back story for every tattoo.
We're going to have to look we'll up yet. Yeah. So one more question.
Okay.
Pull out the jar.
A couple. Okay, Francois.
Yes, this is so much fun.
And thank God. Praise the Lord.
Okay. If you were married and someone offered you ten mil to sleep
with him, would you?
With him, would you?
Don't
know. They are getting feisty.
It was in the jar. That's Instagram.
They want to know. 10 million.
I don't know. Instagram.
Question.
They want to ask this.
These questions are really for me, Nuka, because when I ask the question
from your past, you would bring back.
You did that.
I feel like we did some.
Yeah.
No, because I don't think so.
Would you spin the block?
Yeah.
No,
that sounds a little different. This could be like somebody like passed away.
This sounds like someone that passed away from you.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting from.
I think it's anyone in your past.
We interpret it differently.
Yeah.
It's all I'm going to interpret it.
That's true. A boyfriend.
Is there anyone?
Bring back?
Well, my father passed when I was 8. I would bring him back just to see how he would be. You know, because I was little when he passed.
So I didn't really know him, like, as an adult. So I would bring him back.
Yeah, when I think about the past, I'm still around people from my past. So even though I'm moving forward and the year is moving, it's like everyone is with me, but it is one person that I genuinely miss that's gone. And he's one of the people I'll probably bring back, which is NC, just to see my son's godfather.
Oh, he passed away?
He passed away. Okay. So when I think about it, but he'll be someone I would love to bring back, if anything.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, now we're going to get into our growth segment where I give you guys tips on how to grow. All right, so write the vision and make it plain. Now, if you don't have a vision, ask God for a vision. And write your goals down each and every day. This is literally something that I do morning and night. I write down my goals. Sometimes I forget. But for the majority of the time, I try to make sure that I do it because you don't want to forget your vision. Your vision can change as time changes and as you grow. But if you have it, you're going to take the necessary steps an action that you need to take to reach your goal. So don't rush. This is not a race. And achieve your goals. Yes. So that's the growth segment.
I love it. Awesome. So we thank everyone for coming to celebrate with us. Yes. Y'all know we cannot leave without letting you guys know we do have merch. Girl have merch. We are not the same have merch. It. So we're going to be wearing our brand and branding our brand. And hopefully everyone will be able to purchase these things online and
merch, come through.
Congratulations.
Yes, I love it.
Thank you so much for watching Girl Girl Podcast. It's been real. Yes, thank you for joining us at We Are Not the Same Podcast. Good night.
Good night.
Night. Thank you, guys.